The soil across Oklahoma is ready to take seed, and Kim, let's talk about grain prices.
Well, you look at wheat around Oklahoma, $2.80 to $2.90, I get most places. Corn around $2.70 in central Oklahoma, $3 in the panhandle, and sorghum $2.35 in central Oklahoma and $2.50 in the panhandle.
Times have really changed when it comes to prices, haven't they?
Well, when you look at around the world and you wonder why prices are changing, times are changing. You look at Russia in 2000. Before 2000, they were exporting essentially zero bushels of wheat. This year, they're projected to export 1.1 billion. Ukraine was zero, has went to about a half a billion bushels. Kazakhstan from zero to about three-tenths of a billion bushels. That's 1.9 billion bushels on the export market that wasn't there at 2000 and before. And that's exports that the United States didn't have, and that's one reason our prices are low.
And it's because the world market is just flooded with wheat.
Well, it's flooded with all the grains. You can say the same thing for corn. You can say the same thing for soybeans with Brazil, Argentina, or even Russia and other countries are increasing their corn and bean production. So livestock, all ag commodities, it's becoming a world market.
Let's talk about what Oklahoma producers should do now that they've planted the seed in the ground.
Well, if they've already got the seed in the ground, I think what they've got to concentrate on is producing a quality product. It's going to be quality that works for us around the world so that we can gain some of this export market back. The good news is the bad news, let's do it first, is that we had excess grain, big production. The good news is that the quality, the protein levels around the world with increased yields, the protein's low and it's low worldwide. Even the spring wheats that are coming in now being harvested, the protein's low. I think what the market's gonna pay for next year is a good milling quality product.
What do you tell that producer that's, and you kind of alluded to it there a little bit, but what do you tell that producer that's really thinking about cutting back on those input costs?
Well, I don't think they should cut back on the input cost. I think what producers need to concentrate on right now is not this year.
Right.
Get a quality product produced, but look out over the next 5 or 10 years. How are they going to keep the yields high and the quality up? What land are they going to leave in wheat and what land are they going to take out? What I think monocropping is becoming a thing of the past. What crops can they rotate with to break these disease cycles, these weed cycles, so that we can get our cost of production lower? Because right now, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Argentina all have lower cost of production for wheat than we do.
How do they keep their cost of production so much lower than the U.S.?
They don't monocrop. Mm-hmm. They do crop rotation and they break those, they let nature break those weed and disease cycles.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.